On May 23, 2012, the U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, held a two-hour virtual meeting of the main Ocean Energy Task Force. The task force discussed next steps reviewing energy giant Statoil's application to deploy 4 deepwater wind turbines 12 miles off Brunswick, Maine. After that meeting, the following 18-minute public conference call took place, in which BOEM official Aditi Mirani led a question-and-answer session about the meeting and about where the Statoil plan presently stands. Public teleconference attendees include Aditi Mirani and Randy Jones of BOEM, Michelle, unknown last name from Coast Guard, Heather Parent of Maine DEP, Michael Ernst of Tetra Tech, Kathleen Miller of Tetra Tech, Suzanne McDonald of Island Institute, Ron Huber, Penobscot Baywatch, Wayne Goodale, Biodiversity Research Foundation, and Kristen Armott, Carrie Heggie, Mork, and Megan Kaiser of Statoil. Statoil will hold public meetings in late June 2012. BOEM will release its request for interest and its notice of intent to prepare an environmental analysis in July.
There are 7 parties in conference, including you.
Hi, this is Suzanne McDonald from the Island Institute.
Michael Ernst, Tetra Tech.
Ron Huber, Penobscot Baywatch.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, all. Aditi, are you able to tell how many of the people that were that are in the task force are on this call?
Yes, I believe Heather Parent and is that only you, Kathleen, from the State Planning Office? Huh?
So this is Kathleen Miller, not Kathleen Layden.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was... Okay. Ron, was it you who asked that question?
Yes, I just wanted to know who from that is there, so as we ask questions, you may be able to consult with more detail or something.
Sure. So far as only Heather Parent from the DEP.
Okay.
And Michelle from Frisco Fire District. Oh, yes, and Michelle from the Coast Guard. So you're sitting in for Ron Beck. Is that right, Michelle?
Ron and John Morrow, too. He had to leave.
Okay.
Okay. Now, among the callers in, among the public there, any members of Statoil?
It's actually quite late in the evening in Norway. I think it's something like 9 or 9:30, so they were not able to attend.
Ah, well.
This is actually Kristen Arnold from Statoil.
Yes, hello, it's 9 o'clock in the evening, that's right.
That's okay, this is an important project worth being up of a night. Yes.
Okay, so hello, Kristen. Is that only you from Statoil?
Yeah, hi. This is Megan Kaiser from Statoil. I just joined.
All right.
Wayne Goodale from Biodiversity Research Institute.
305. Let's get started. Let me just make sure I have everyone who has identified themselves so far. There's Susan McDonald from the Allen Institute, Ron Huber from Penobscot Baywatch, Michael Ernst, and Kathleen Miller from Tetra Tech, Heather Parent from DEP, Michelle Desotel from the Coast Guard, Megan Kaiser, Statoil, Kristen Amert from Statoil, and Wayne Goodale from the Biodiversity Research Institute. Is that correct? Did I miss anyone else? Okay. So let me get started here. I would just like to go over, first of all, thank you for calling in and participating. Just wanted to give you a debrief of what the meeting that we had, the Intergovernmental Task Force meeting, where we discussed the request for competitive interest notice for the Statoil project. And so what essentially we did is we just walked over the notice section by section, talking about what is the purpose, why we're issuing this request for competitive interest, and how interested parties may submit either comments or responses. If anyone is interested in the area that Statoil is proposing, they can certainly put in an application or a nomination, an expression of interest in response to this request for interest. So the three main goals as we see it for issuing the RFCI. The first is to just describe what is the proposal, who is the applicant in question, what are they proposing, what is the kind of technology, the who, what, where, how. The second reason is to solicit public input regarding the proposal, including its potential environmental consequences, as well as three, to solicit submissions of indications of competitive interest for a commercial lease off of Maine. So that's really the purpose and the mechanism to respond to the RFCI. First of all, let me take a step back. It's going to be, when it is published in the Federal Register, it's going to be for a period of 60 days. And you can either submit your comments electronically through the regulations.gov portal or sending in submissions via mail to our address, and the address and contact information is in the notice as well.
Do you have a rough idea when the notice will be out?
We don't have a definite date, but if I were to anticipate, it would be sometime mid to late July.
Okay.
And then there is a section that talks about if you are interested in submitting a nomination for a commercial lease, what are the items that you are required to submit? And that is all. This information is also in our regulatory framework or in the rule, but we just kind of walk over it. We've listed what the items are that we are looking for. So we need a statement saying that you wish to acquire a commercial lease for the area. You need to submit your objectives and facilities that you would like to obtain. What is the schedule of your activities? We need any available and pertinent data concerning the renewable energy resources and environmental conditions in the area that you wish to lease. And then we ask for documentation demonstrating that you are legally, technically, and financially qualified, because this is one of the first requirements of our process when you receive an unsolicited application, is to do a qualifications check of the applicant, similar to what we have done for Statoil. And then there is a section of the RFCI that talks about the what kind of information we are looking from interested or affected parties. So it could be examples are geological, geophysical conditions. We are interested in knowing what the historic properties that potentially could be affected by the construction of either met towers or meteorological buoys. The other thing we're looking for is any kind of multiple uses in the area, so impacts or any information on navigation, commercial and vessel traffic. More importantly, in any information on commercial and recreational fisheries, because we know that is an important area, especially in Maine. And the other examples that we give are archaeological information, any other environmental or socioeconomic information that you feel would be important for the proposed project. And then we have a section, the last section talks about the confidentiality of the information. So if you're submitting an interest, a nomination for the area, or it's a comment, if you'd like it to be confidential, then please label it as privileged and confidential so that we will not release that information. And that's really it. We walked over the different sections. The task force members had questions like you, Ron, as to when it would be published and what are the mechanisms to make the comments. And then we explained also, we went over the, I should mention, along with the request for competitive interest or the RFCI notice, we plan to, at the same time, issue a notice of intent to prepare an environmental analysis, which will be a separate public, separate Federal Register notice, but it will be going out at the same time as the RFCI. So that was really the nature of the discussion, and the RFCI was the notice that was reviewed.
Now, would that be an assessment of whether there would be an environmental assessment or a full environmental impact study?
That'll be determined in the publication of the notice of intent. It'll tell exactly what we intend to prepare,
including opportunities for the meetings, any meetings or public comments.
Yes, there will be public comment opportunities between 30 and 120 days will be the comment period. That'll be determined by the type of document that we choose. In addition to that, there will be public information sessions that we will conduct as part of our scoping process.
And I should mention that also we conveyed to us via Statoil that they are planning to have their own public information session meeting in Maine at the end of June. I believe it's the week of June 25th. And it's going to be in maybe three or four locations that they are planning to have these meetings. So if anyone is interested, any members of the public are interested in attending, you can certainly do so. I do not have the details of that information, but it would be best possibly to reach out to Statoil to get that information.
Who is the best person at Statoil to contact? I guess I'm asking.
I can forward you the information, Ron. Let me check with Statoil. I would say it would be Carrie Agamore, who is the stakeholder coordinator, but I'm not 100%, so I can certainly follow up with you on that.
Oh, great, okay.
So, Jeannie, there will also be public notices published in the newspaper for the open house details.
For the Statoil meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your name again?
This is Kathleen Miller.
Well, one thing I was curious, the Department of Environmental Protection person who's on the phone was at the task force, was on the conference, I assume. Does that person have any comments about how that was?
This is Heather. I guess Heather, that was me.
Sorry, this is Heather Parent. At this point, we don't have an application submitted to the department for its particular review. We're currently in request for a request for competitive interest process under BOEM. Once an application has been submitted to DEP, we will go forward with our environmental review, and we'll be having independent public comment opportunities at that time.
Thank you.
Next question.
Hi, this is Suzanne McDonald from the Island Institute. Aditi, I was just wondering, I know that the RFCI, once it's been released, will be published in the Federal Register. Do you anticipate that the release of the RFCI will be publicized through any other way, like one of the emails that will come out from you, like the one announcing this meeting today?
No, I would imagine there would be a news release from our department about it, a press release.
Okay.
But otherwise, yes, just keep a lookout for it in the Federal Register.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can probably also, you know, a little before or the approximate time that I anticipate it to be released, I can certainly send out an email to the interested parties letting you all know.
That would be great.
Okay.
Aditi, this is Michael Ernst. Can you tell us the focus of the environmental analysis that you're beginning at the same time as the issuance of the request for competitive interest?
This is Brandi Carrier Jones. I'm representing the Environment Branch today. I can talk to you a little bit about the NEPA. What I will tell you is that the NEPA analysis will be focused on the proposed action, but it will be scoped, and therefore the answer to your question will be the results of the scoping meetings and the comments we receive as a result of the notice of intent. You'll have much more information about our NEPA analysis process when you get that notice of intent, but the results of that scoping really will inform the full view of what we're looking at. So, I would say that we'll be prepared to answer that question more fully when we get through with our scoping process.
But you mentioned that it's targeted to the specific action. Are you referring to your decision on competitive interest? Is that the specific action that you're focusing on at this time?
No, I'm sorry. I'm referring specifically to the unsolicited proposal that BOEM received from Statoil.
Any other questions?
I guess one last one to Statoil, and that is, how does this process seem to be shaping up here in the U.S. compared to how you did with the Hywind in Norway?
Kristen, or anyone from Statoil, do you want to comment on his question?
This is Megan Kaiser. The only other high wind demo that we have right now is just a single demo off the coast of Norway, and it did not go through a similar permitting process, so it's difficult to compare the two.
Well, does this one seem fairly straightforward, or is it a bit of a labyrinth? How are you guys feeling that the process is going so far?
Oh, sorry, my connection is coming in and out. No, we feel confident. We've been had a good dialogue with BOEM and with the task force, and we feel like it's progressing well.
Now, the fishermen I talked to seemed to feel that they had kind of had difficulty connecting, weren't notified of this event, for example, and other things. Is it best to talk to BOEM for events like this, or contact Statoil, or which, if they want to make sure that they're, you know, in the mix as these reviews come about. I mean, is, you know, so they get to know you.
Yes, Ron, this is Aditi from the OEM. I think, you know, questions targeted specifically for Statoil regarding their strategy or their approach and would be best, I think, if handled at their information session meeting.
Right, I think you're right. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Was there anybody from the municipalities, at today's meeting or state legislator Bruce McDonald?
Yes, Bruce McDonald was certainly there. He was there, as was we had the county commissioner Jim Clover, if I'm pronouncing his name, Goodyear from the Cumberland County Commission. Let me see who else. I'm trying to go through my list here. I think those two individuals were the ones from the...
Senator Rector, by any chance?
I'm sorry?
Senator Chris Rector, by any chance?
No, he did not, or at least he denied it to funds. I don't believe he was there.
I believe.
We had representatives from Congressman Mike...
Mishu's
office. Rosemary Winslow was there, and we had the representative from Senator Collins' office, Carol Woodcock. Actually, we had Jim, I don't know how to pronounce his last name again, I apologize, Chavis, the town manager from Booth Bay.
This is Michael Ernst. Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
Michael Ernst again now. Randy, I have one more follow-up question regarding this NEPA review and announcement at this time. I understand that the agency, whenever it issues a, whenever it takes a particular action or issues a significant decision, that appropriate NEPA review is required. At this, and of course, if BOEM issues a determination of no competitive interest, then that oil will proceed to the next step in the BOEM process. If that's to proceed with filing a BAP or COP, then there will be an appropriate environmental review under NEPA for that process. So my question here is, in announcing this NEPA analysis in conjunction with the request for competitive interest, are you focusing on a decision that would be made related to the determination of competitive interest, or are you announcing your proposed environmental review for the entire process, including the DOP?
Yeah, what we received in the unsolicited proposal includes the information that would be necessary for us to conduct the review through decommissioning of that proposed project. Now, this assumes that we are able to determine non-competitive interest and proceed down that path. If it is determined that there's no competitive interest, we'll complete the environmental analysis based on the entirety of the proposed project from lease issuance all the way through decommissioning. Now, the other possibility, although, you know, I'm not going to make any indications of how likely I think that may or may not be, but the other possibility is that there is some competitive interest. And in that case, we would have to reconsider, revise our notice of intent and reform our environmental analysis around a structure that looks much more like our Smart from the Start program for the Mid-Atlantic states, which you may or may not be familiar with. But the short answer is we are trying to issue the RFCI and the notice of intent at the same time to build efficiencies in the time schedule for this project. We aren't predetermining the outcome of either the RFCI process or the NEPA analysis, but we are initiating them concurrently so that we can gather this information from you and other interested parties very early in the process, and so that we can complete it more efficiently. Does that answer your question?
Okay, thank you, yes.
Great. Okay, if there are no more questions, are there any more before we wrap up?
No, thanks very much.